being joined now by three members of the Knoxville Boys Golf Team, Evan Smith, Carson Yudemark, and Bo Leisure. Guys, thanks a lot for joining us. And I will talk to, after we're the match on Friday, talk to the medalist, Bo Leisure. Nice round. You know, what did you think of your round on Friday after you came off the course?
Good. Just driver was rolling pretty well. So, you know, when you hit good drives out here, it makes golf a lot easier. So.
Weather conditions wasn't the greatest. I mean, a little breezy out there. How'd you deal with that?
Honestly, it was pretty good. I don't know how cold it was out here, but it felt pretty good.
Carson, a 43 for you, and you know, how's your round on Friday?
It was all right, but my putting definitely needs some work. Everything else was pretty well, but putting definitely needs some work.
I know Coach mentioned that you know, putting practice on Monday. You know, what kind of things do you need to improve on? You know, as you're you know, standing there on the green.
Short putts for sure. My confidence just isn't there. I'm really nervous when I stand over the ball, so short putts is definitely what I'm going to work on.
And Evan, runner up. You know, how was your round on Friday?
I was actually striking the ball really well and was hitting it off the tee well, but you know, short game putting was 2-3 putts kind of made me struggle a little bit. But
now, as you know, a freshman, but you've played a lot of golf so far. You know, what's this like? Kind of, you know, getting into the high school after you've you know, been a lot of tournaments. You know, when you were younger, growing up still.
Well, it's completely different because I, you know, I've only played on a team once, and in those tournaments, so like being at a team and you know, trying to score your best, but trying to make sure everybody else scores their best is, you know, having someone else there is really nice.
Now, kind of a question for everybody going into the season. What are some expectations that, you know, you all are wanting you know, as far as individually and team-wise, Bo?
Well, individually, honestly, I just wanted to be under 40 a few times this year, and I've already accomplished that. So, I mean, team-wise, I definitely think that state's there. So,
Carson, what about you?
I just wanted to be able to take my score in at least half the meets and – looking good so far, but for team, we just wanted to be under 160 at least one time, and we've already accomplished that twice, so pretty good so far.
Evan, what about you as far as expectations for this year?
Well, individually, it was definitely make it to state. That was been my goal for as long as I can think of. One of them was not let Bo beat me, but I mean, obviously, that happened today. But team-wise, I definitely feel like we could really make a run for state, and I mean, we'll have Jace Nichols returning next week, so that'll be another help to the team. So looking forward to it.
You know, Bo, you know, you're pretty excited to have scored lower than Evan. You know, you almost like it was a major season.
Yeah, he's done his part in, you know, being over me for as long as I can think of. Yeah, it's been a while. So this feels good.
Evan, you know, of course, your dad is the coach. What is that like, you know, having dad out there not only supporting you, but also, you know, pulling you aside and say, okay, you know, what do you need to do? Here's what you need to do.
Well, I mean, growing up, I had him caddying for me for a little bit, but, you know, I've been solo for the longest time. But it's kind of nice to have him and Keedy out there just to have the extra hand when you need it. And, you know, like to have dad, it's like kind of nice because I could talk to him about, you know, afterwards and what I need to work on, and then he's there when I need to hit the shots, and he knows how to kind of keep me in check. So that's really nice to have.
Go down the line. What are you guys looking forward to most as the season moves forward?
Just keep on winning golf tournaments.
Definitely getting out of school early. It's looking forward to it a lot.
Yeah, you've got a couple meets that you're going to get out of school early. Yeah, of course, so, you know, make it to Carson to have that comment. What about you, Evan?
I'm just looking forward to, you know, sectionals and districts and seeing how far we could go, because I've been definitely, so far, we've proved ourselves that we're a pretty top-notch team, so I'm looking forward to hopefully making a run in the postseason.
I know Knoxville's put in for a sectional, so you might get to play on your home course. What's that going to be like for all you guys?
Oh, it's a huge advantage. I mean, you know, we practice here every day, and we have three meets here this year. So, and then districts, if we make it through sectionals, we'll be at Edmondson, and that's all a course. I think Bo's played, I've played, and, you know, it's 30 minutes away from here. There's no reason none of us can go over there in a weekend and play it, so.
as far as playing at home or near home, Carson, on the road to state, how big of an advantage is that playing at courses you are familiar with?
Yeah, just like Evan said, it's really easy. Just get a group of guys and drive over there and play around together and just see how the course is like. It's going to be a huge advantage.
Bo, but what about you? A pretty big advantage to you personally, just knowing these courses when maybe someone from an hour and a half away doesn't really know the Pine Knolls or Edmondson very well.
Yeah, we just need to take into account that we're, that's available to us, and I'm sure we'll be out there here soon.
All right, guys, thanks a lot for joining us, and congratulations on the year so far, and best of luck to you.